Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
What the
fuck?
Why?
I've been on 7 dates in the past 10 days, gross. So I thought it'd be funny to do a 2024 Dating Wrapped Edition because I give up.
How does anyone find that funny? I mean, seriously, how does anyone find that funny?
Look, it's not funny. It's sad. It's pathetic. You know what I mean? Many other things. Deplorable. Disgusting. Despicable. Downright dastardly. I know you think this little wrap-up is going to make dating seem bad and make men seem bad, but it really just make you look bad.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Let's go. 2024 Dating Wrapped, San Francisco edition. Yes, I know, it's January 17th. I've clearly been working overtime. So here's the agenda. We'll go through where we met, their occupation, rejection versus second date, how many kisses have I had, am I still single after this madness, and my main takeaways. Where we met, I met one guy in person, 3 on Hinge, and 3 on Bumble.
That's a damn shame.
Occupation. 3 were in finance, 1 was a CEO, 1 was in healthcare, 1 is a PM, and 1 was a pilot. Second dates versus rejection. Actually, both these guys that I went on a second date, I went on another date, so 3 dates with these 2 guys. 1 rejected me after the first, we didn't even make it to the first date, but 1 rejected me regardless. And I rejected 4 after the.
And she's going to think about the one that rejected her for the rest of this year, if not for the next 5 years. That's the guy that's going to stick in her mind. And I bet the 4 guys she rejected just didn't measure up to the 1 guy that rejected her. Think about how many guys this chick has talked to since freshman year of high school up until now, like let's say 25. So that's like 11 years from 14 to 25 she's been talking to guys. And nothing ever has worked out.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a kawinky dink.
But in her mind, she still believes she's a prize. Make it make sense. Like this video is trying to make it seem like she's so awesome and no guy measure up. But she's not going to talk about, you know, all the guys that she wanted commitment from and she would have did anything for that didn't give a fuck about her. Had bedroom fun with her a few times and just never called her back because she wasn't important enough to him.
Remember that?
How many kisses? I've had 2 kisses on the first date and 1 on the second date.
Gross.
And after the first kiss, 1 I rejected. Key learnings. Cried once. Any variation of Mike, Michael, Mikey, run for the hills. Just freaking run. They're literally a blaring red flag.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
How many variations of Mike, Michael, or Mikey do you think she's dated since she was 14? To come up with a theory about how you shouldn't date guys with that name. Think about it. 7 dates in 10 days. First off, you know the guys pay for all these dates. So think about all the money that was wasted on this nothing burger of a woman. And if you do go on a date with this woman, you're lucky number 113 in her lifetime. And she's going to be comparing you to the best of all these other guys.
I don't want to be that guy.
But I'm glad she's exposing herself on the internet. Maybe a lot of guys will see this and avoid this train wreck.
This video is going to be for people who choose to date ex-incarcerated human beings, men, women, I don't care who you date. But y'all need to know why they weren't incarcerated to begin with. Because some of y'all be out here finding out a couple years later that you're dating or have been with. Now there's no reason to ever grip anybody.
Stop wasting my time.
Why wouldn't you find that out? Like, are you kidding? So what you're saying is if a guy's hot enough and he's giving you the tingles enough and you hear that he's been in jail, you don't even ask because you don't want to know. Because you know you want to boink him.
Like, I'm sorry, what?
And you don't want anything to get in the way of that. And you know if he tells you what he really was in jail for, it might give you the ick. But you don't want to get the ick for this dude. Because he's so freaking hot and charismatic. Any woman who's willing to date some dude who did hard time in jail, look, whatever happens to you, happen to you. I don't feel bad for you. You get what you get.
You be aight, nigga. You tough, right?
There are also schmurders. Now, I'm not fully against schmurder, but you have to have a good reason why you schmurdered somebody.
What are you, retarded? So he, I know you're not retarded, but...
If it was a guy who wasn't tall and hot, do you think she would give him a pass on being a schmurderer? Of course not. She's just telling on herself. Looks, height, and charisma over all else. A lot of these women will let so much slide if the guy's handsome and tall enough. I don't care if he went to jail for schmurdering his last girlfriend. She will convince herself that she must have deserved it.
What kind of shit is that?
We need to know why, right?
Duh.
Y'all, do some background checks. Like, trust but verify. Because sometimes these mofos be lying about why they went places. And you need to know. Because, God forbid, I don't want to have to post up an RIP for one of y'all. Because y'all around with the wrong one.
Look, ma'am, keep messing with felons. Please. The civilized dating market doesn't want anything to do with you. All you qualify for is that low level of dude. All you qualify for is felons and convicts and dudes with no job, dudes with no car. Hey, keep it up.
Ricky!
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
All right, just getting back from the gym. And I'm driving home. And I just thought of reason number four. That online dating sucks. Yeah. So, I am fine being curvy. Would I rather be a couple sizes smaller? Probably. Who doesn't? But I'm good with being curvy. I've come to terms with it. It is what it is. But in the beginning, it was that constant feeling, should I make sure they read my bio? And know that I'm not a size 2.
Look, the reason you're single, it's not that you're fat. It's not that you're not that attractive. It's not the Christmas tree earrings. It's your dog's personality. And it's the fact that probably every aspect of your life is completely cringe. Women put way too much emphasis on their looks and not every other, ridiculous aspect of their lives. What are you, in your 40s or 50s? You had plenty of opportunities with decent men since you were 15 to make something work.
You don't know that.
By the time you're 50 on dating apps, multiple things have went wrong for decades. So look, it's not about you being fat.
It's a damn lie.
And if you really valued a man, you would have got on your a long time ago to attract the man you want. Not at 50 on dating apps. You would have got your weight together a long time ago and anything else that, men don't like.
I don't know. The insecurity that comes along with meeting random people online when they haven't actually seen you face to face sucks. That's reason number four.
How do you rate women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
Dating at 40. I'm about to be 45 this summer. Ladies, chime in. Men, chime in. I want to hear all the comments. So check it out, right? At the deep, I'm on an app. We've been talking maybe for like a week. So we decide to, meet up, make it a date, right? But in this time that we're talking, he has a house. His two daughters live with him, right? Older teens. Mom lives 2 minutes away. Mom works 2 minutes away. Him and mom are not in a relationship. Mom has full access to the house. This is all what he's telling me. But they're platonic. She knows he's dating, supposedly.
Do you realize how supercalifragilisticexpialidocious stupid you look?
I talked to him. Maybe I feel like I talk to him more when he's at work than when he's not at work. So we already know that's a red flag, right? But whatever, going with the flow, giving him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's dating a whole bunch of other people and he just can't get it together.
A woman would rather share an alpha than to be saddled with a beta. A woman would rather know that alpha's out for other women. Okay, just like in my live stream.
First date, we go, we meet. When it gets closer to midnight, this was last night, I looked at dope. I didn't look like this. So it gets closer to midnight and he's on his phone like, oh, my daughter's about to be home from prom. I want to be there. I want to make sure I'm there when she gets home. Like, I want to know how her night went.
You're a victim.
There we go, CSI.
I said it before and I'll say it again. There's no reason for a man to take a woman over 40 serious in a relationship. It just it doesn't make sense. I mean, we can hang out, we can have bedroom fun from time to time, but other than that, I mean, it ain't like we starting a family or nothing. We ain't getting married. Like, what? We ain't moving in. No. Just play your position as side piece. That's forever your position, dating after 40 as a woman. 90% of the time. Just own it. Enjoy the benefits of that lifestyle. And don't focus on the cons of that lifestyle.
You Russian? Like, you Russian? Like, your carriage is about to turn into a pumpkin. So I'm like, whatever, fine. So to me, you marry me, you got a curfew. So he goes his way, he goes mine. He has the audacity to be like, your attitude changed towards the end of the night. You were a dope. We're on a date. I know you fed up, ladies, but keep your head
up. You're not dope. Why are you even still calling yourself a dope SB? 45 years old, still talking about I'm a dope SB.
That's stupid.
Why do you have a TikTok? No. See, you don't even qualify for the cool side chick. Dudes is dumping you before they even get to that point. But she's never going to do the work. If she hasn't done the work by 45, she ain't never doing the work. Just leave people alone.
She is nuts. She is sick and she's nuts. What is this?
You rushing at midnight to go your way and I go my way? Vete pa carajo. So ladies, this dating after 40 is for the birds.
Because you're for the fucking birds. That's why your experience is things being for the fucking birds. She'll never get it. Never mind.
There is no way to fix this. She's already gone too far. She's already gone too far down a rabbit hole of hamster wheel independence. She's gone too far down there, and the rest of her life is going to be just full of resentment for whatever man that she ends up sitting down with. The rest of her life is just going to be total resentment. Mark my words.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street. Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.